Oh, man. Jeez. You guys are great. You guys are fun. This is going to get more fun. This is the best job. I love my job. I do. It's like one of those things where it's like, you got to love your job. Because so many of us have horrible jobs. I think the worst feeling is when you wake up late for your job. Especially if it's a shitty job. Right? Because you wake up late for your shitty life. You're late for your crappy life. How awful is that? I'm late for what I hate. Ugh. Just ugh. With a side of ugh. And you know you're late, right? When you wake up. You know it. Before you even look at the clock. You just get this feeling in your chestal section. Right? You're so comfortable and cozy, and then you're like, I'm late. You just know. And then you're like, okay, wait a minute. Maybe I'm, and you look at the clock, and you're like, damn it, I am late. I hate that I'm like Nostradamus, and I predict that I'm late. I hate it, foreseeing lateness. Right, and if you have to be to work at 8, it's always like 7:54. Just enough time to do nothing. To just lay there and go, I can't do anything. I can't even have an English muffin. What do I do? What's the one thing I want to do? You're gonna wear that fat sweater that keeps you stinking because you can't even shower. You look like Dr. Huxtable. You're like, hey, this is my Christmas sweater in July. Don't start doing that or you puff out all the stink. Hey, I'm outraged today.
Yeah, you can tell.
It is the worst feeling, man. I'll tell you the latest I was, right? This is the worst. Here's the latest I ever was for work, right? I was 19. I was working at a video store, Video Horizons. Our movies are in your future. That was our slogan. Right, so I'm an employee there, and you know, I'm just doing my job. And then one day the manager comes up to me and he goes, hey Dane, guess what? Good news, sport. I was like, what? And he goes, you're the new manager of Video Horizons. Congratulations. And I said, oh my God, all my dreams have just come true. And he took out these keys and he was super serious. My boss was really serious. He was like, this is a lot of responsibility, Dane, okay? You gotta get in here on the bright, you gotta dust off the Uncle Bucks, you gotta, you know. And he was telling me stuff, he leaned in and put his hands on, and I'm leaning in with my hands on my knees, like we're going on a fucking treasure hunt together or something. It's like, all right, where's the map, Huck? I'll start in horror, you start digging in romance. And he got all serious. He was like, all right, seriously, Dane, tomorrow's your first day, Friday. It's a heavy day, a lot of volume, a lot of units coming in and out of here. And I was like, okay. And he goes, so make sure you get in here on the bright, okay? Open the store, be in here by 8:30, have it open by 9. I said, yes, sir. And then he gave me the thumbs up. I gave him the thumbs up. And I was all jazzed. I wanted to feel cool. I was like, hey, throw the keys to me, right? Throw the keys, it'll look cool, right? He's 3 feet away, but I'm like, yes, thanks. Go home, right? I get into bed that night. I'm like, I am the new manager. Yes, okay, right? Go to sleep. All of a sudden, I wake up. I'm like, I'm late. I look at the clock, okay? It's 1:45 in the afternoon, baby. That's like 5.5 hours late. And talk about, I'm just staring at the clock, just hoping it's gonna sprout little legs and be like, I'm just kidding, ha ha ha. I was just being a stupid clock, playing stupid clock games. Let me set it back. Don't do that, clock. I don't like when you play stupid clock games. But it did not sprout little legs. I just laid there, swearing at myself. And here's the thing, there's no excuse for 5.5 hours late. There's always a good lie when you're 15 minutes late. You can walk in, hey, wow, I am so sorry. that I am 15 minutes. Did you? My muffler was in a spark set a woman's sundress on fire. And I had to go over in a human blanket, and that's why I'm late. I am sorry I'm late. I was shot in the head. And then I had to have laser corrective surgery so the scars wouldn't show. You can't see the scar, but I was shot on the way to work. No excuse for 5.5 hours late. He was waiting there for me. He's like, where were you? And again, I was like, you know, I forgot to dress. I'm nude. I'm like, hey. He was yelling at me, but there's no, again, there's no good, I was trying to come up, what's a good 5.5 hour late? Except, Mark, you didn't, did you hear what happened? The circus animals that got loose and took hostages? I was one of the hostages. The gazelles were dancing on my chest. Then he called me some name. He called me something. And I just snapped. I was like, hey, fuck you. And then I'm like, oh, damn it. I didn't just do that. And he was like, huh? What? All the videos are rattling on the shelf. Fire starts coming out of his back. What did you say? And all I'm thinking is, shit, I'm going to get a horrible reference. There goes my goddamn reference. But then I thought, fuck it, since I'm going to get a bad reference, I might as well beat the shit out of him or something. Take a crap on his chest and punch him continually in the neck, right? Who's going to believe that if they call for a reference? Well, he dumped on my chest and then he punched me continually in the neck. If that's the kind of man you want to hire, and they're like, you got the job. This, you're right, he is a Looney Tune. Welcome. Welcome to Kinko's. Oh, jeez.